Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, a new Steven Spielberg movie was released yesterday called Disclosure Day. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yes. I'd like to read something that Michael Snyder posted about it. Here's the headline. Steven Spielberg believes that Disclosure Day will greatly shake the faith of Christians all over the globe. Then his article says, "What undeniable evidence of alien life caused large numbers of people to abandon what they believe about God. Disclosure Day comes out in theaters this weekend. It appears to be one of the biggest questions that this film is driving at. Spielberg is actually convinced that there's aliens on Earth right now. And he says this is going to affect religious faith. And he says his movie takes the position of the church." Now, that I assume means the Roman church, not our church. Then he says, "What does this have to do with the fundamental beliefs that many of us have? Is God only on this planet? Is God a God for every system where there's a civilization, intelligent life, and even developing life?" The Oscar-winning filmmaker argued that proof of alien life would force many believers to confront difficult questions about God's role in the universe. Then Snyder comments, "Over time, billions of people could end up watching this film." So think about this for a minute. All over the world, people will have their opinions about extraterrestrial life shaped by Spielberg. Would the discovery of alien life really be face-shattering? One character in Disclosure Day, supposed to be a former nun, argues, "People will see aliens as deities. They'll stop believing in God."
Well, what's your opinion, Dr. Teal? Will people stop believing in God because of Mr. Spielberg's talents as a filmmaker?
Well, not real Christians. They won't shake our faith. We'll still believe. The movie has several false premises. You know, the Bible warns in Romans 3:4, "Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar." The movie should not shake the faith of any who aren't extremely weak. The book of Proverbs says, Proverbs 24, verse 10, "If you faint in a day of adversity, your strength is small." And I don't think Disclosure Day even rises to be serious adversity. It's just a fictional movie. I've read items about it. I've even watched some official trailers about it. Now, the type of knowledge that Disclosure Day is based on simply not true. And by the way, there were actually knowledge problems back in New Testament times. And the Apostle Paul warned the prophetic evangelist Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, starting verse 20. He said, "Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what's falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith."
What is some of the false knowledge on display in this movie?
Well, Scientific American actually says the movie's basic premise is false. Here's a headline from it. "What Disclosure Day gets wrong about the search for aliens?" The movie Disclosure Day is about big alien secret. But SETI researchers say that they're not in the business of secrets. Says it's a fictional movie about a group of people leaking long-suppressed news about aliens being real. Researchers at SETI in Mountain View, California, say this couldn't be further from the truth. There's no effort to keep it secret. If we get a signal, it's going to go out there. It's transparent. Here's another quote. "Scientists are more available than they've ever been before by social media," says Michael Garrett, an astronomer, University of Manchester in England. Says if someone detected the signal, the problem would not be we'd be able to keep it to ourselves. The problem would be leak out before it's verified. There's a lot of things up there. We have drones all over the place now, and they're not even all civilian drones. They're for surveillance and other purposes, Garrett says. So if you look at it, you'll find these things. But I don't believe it's alien intelligence. Our modern era's obsession with UFO, according to Oliver, is best understood by as failure of the public scientific literacy. Spielberg is working on feelings he's had since he was a child, Oliver said, and that's not scientific. So anyway, the basic premise of Disclosure Day are considered implausible and basically unscientific.
So does this movie actually pose any risk of deception?
Yes. In the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3, start verse 1, the Apostle Paul warns, but know this, in the last days, perilous times are going to come. Men are going to be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Now go down to verse 13. The evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And this happens to some of these alien type people, but they're pushing this stuff. But what are we supposed to do as Christians? So you must continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, I am saying that people like Steven Spielberg are deceived and deceiving others. Yet, note that Christians are to continue to believe what's in the Holy Scriptures. And let me add that the Scriptures are scientific and they do help those willing to accept the truth that God absolutely exists.
Are you saying that the existence of God is scientific?
Yes, and you can prove it. We have a free book. Is God's existence logical? Available at ccog.org. We explain from scientists why certain explanations of how the universe began and how life began are not scientific, but the biblical approach is the only logical one from a scientific perspective. And then, you know, God does exist. Jesus is going to return to establish his millennial kingdom. And I want to read something about that from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 28. Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let's have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. The Disclosure Day movie will not shake the faith of true believers either. And by the way, we also have a free booklet on faith, Faith Through Those God Has Called and Chosen, also free ebook at ccog.org. Now, getting back to Michael Snyder, he also wrote the following related to this Discovery Day movie. He says, for decades, movies, television shows, books, and video games have been priming us to believe someday aliens will finally make their grand appearance. When that happens, much of the global population will accept what they have to say, hook, line, and sinker. But true Christians will not have their faith shaken by Disclosure Day, nor will they have their faith shaken even if aliens show up in large numbers in the sky above the planet. From the very beginning to the very end, the Bible openly acknowledges we are not alone in the universe. In fact, the Bible makes a great deal to say about angels, fallen angels, demons, and a whole host of other non-human entities. And the final book of the Bible is far wilder than any scientific movie that Hollywood's put out. Yes, very strange creatures will someday invade our planet. You can read all about it in Revelation chapter 9. Steven Spielberg seems to think the fact that we're not alone is some type of a grand discovery. But the reality is, of the matter is, the Bible's been telling us for thousands of years, we're not alone, so don't buy into the Hollywood propaganda.
Yeah, I understand what Michael Snyder is saying when he says, we were never alone. But does the Bible describe aliens from outer space?
Well, the 9th and 10th chapters of the book of Revelation describe what some would probably consider aliens from outer space. For example, Revelation 19 shows when Jesus comes down from the heavens, the nations of the world are going to fight against him. Let me start reading verse 11. Now I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it was called True and Faithful. In righteousness he judges and makes war. And verse 14, the armies of heaven, clothed in linen, white and clean, they followed him on white horses. They're coming from heavens down. Verse 19. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and the armies gathered together to accept Jesus. No, to make war against him who sat on the horse in his army. Then the beast and the false prophet are captured and they're thrown into the lake of fire. Verse 21. And the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded out of the mouth of him who sat on the horse. So why would nations fight against Jesus? Because they've been deceived about true Christianity and the real Jesus. And likely because he and the angels come down to heaven, some will probably think he and his angels are some type of invading aliens. So that said, we even made a video related to aliens and demons last fall called, Is It an Alien or Is It a Demon?
Does all professing Christianity agree with that understanding of deception spoken of in Revelation?
No. Furthermore, this month, the Roman Catholic Church actually relieved a senior priest, Monsignor Stephen Rossetti, for commenting that a lot of UFO alien encounters are demonic. Then sadly, they made him apologize for what he said, even though what he said was true. Anyway, the Bible clearly teaches that angels and demons have been to the earth, and angels are going to come down from Jesus from heaven.
Would an angel or demon be considered an alien?
Well, you could make the argument that they certainly are extraterrestrial or aliens from outer space, or at least from another dimension, because they're in a spiritual dimension. And that spirit realm, by the way, includes demons. I'm going to read a couple of things that the old Worldwide Church of God said about this last century. He wrote, encounters of the weird kind, the elusive UFO. Are we seeing earthly beings visited by extraterrestrial beings and mysterious UFOs? Millions of Americans believe so. Actually, strange, mysterious objects have been seen in the skies for thousands of years. Even the prophet Ezekiel reported seeing an awesome wheel within a wheel that served as an often, quote, precedent for unusual sightings in the heavens. And then they cited Ezekiel 1. I guess I'll read it, starting at verse 16. It says, the appearance of the wheels and their work was like a wheel in the middle of the wheel. And they went on the four sides. They turned not when they went. And with the four rings, they were so high, they were dreadful. And their rings were full of eyes all around them. Four. The living creatures went, the wheels went with them. The living creatures lifted up from the earth. The wheels were lifted up. So Worldwide said, Ezekiel's description has often been interpreted as a vision of a portable throne of God, complete with representation from the heavenly host. Then it went to the whiff of paranoia. Yet the modern UFO era really didn't dawn until after World War II, when Kenneth Arnold, an Idaho businessman and pilot, described seeing a disc-like thing through the sky. It says, like a saucer, if you skipped across the water. From that, it said, came the term flying saucer. Since that time, people who believe in these things have grown up a lot. Now, they said to fundamentalists, UFOs are far more likely to be angels or demons than something from another planetary system. Then they quote a Dr. Hart Armstrong, who's the president of Defenders of the Christian Faith. He said, quote, it would seem to me that if there's flying saucers or UFOs penetrating Earth's airspace, they must be satanic in origin and must be carrying out a program of Satan for these last days. So, and I pretty well would tend to agree with that. Look, I've long asserted, since demons are from elsewhere, they're aliens to Earth in that sense. If the Bible shows that humans have had encounters with demons, and some of these so-called encounters probably look like UFOs. So anyway, I believe we should expect to see more claims of, quote, verified paranormal activity beyond what's going to be in movies like Discovery Day, because I believe that is part of Satan's plan.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.